Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, and I welcome you to another edition of Thoughts for Vision, inspirational topics to help get you through life. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank the creators of Blog Talk Radio, and I thank all of you out there for listening today. To check out the blog, please go to www.thoughtsforvision.blogspot.com. Once again, www.thoughtsforvision.blogspot.com. Check out the radio show. If you're on the blog site, there's a badge link in which you can click to listen to the radio show right there from the blog, or you can go to the radio page. Of course, to go direct, you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. Once again, www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. You can check me out every second and third Sunday on Caliwood, which is a show here on BTR hosted by my good friend Cassandra Calloway. Great show, great guests, other great shows as a part of a network. You can check that out by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood. Once again, www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood. To contact me, two ways in which to do so. One by email at thoughtsforvision@yahoo.com. Once again, thoughtsforvision@yahoo.com. And you can call me on Skype. Skype name is Rich Sister, R-I-C-H-S-I-S-T-A-H. Once again, Skype name Rich Sister, R-I-C-H-S-I-S-T-A-H. Also have Facebook and Twitter pages for you to check out. You can do that by going to facebook.com/richsister and twitter.com/richsister. Once again, facebook.com/richsister and twitter.com/richsister. And you can check out my live stream channel. You can do that by going to www.livestream.com/thoughtsforvision. Once again, www.livestream.com/thoughtsforvision. I want to welcome you all here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. I want to replay this Mental Minute by Dr. Gabriel Crenshaw. Y'all may remember him being on the show back in September. Really great show. I welcome you to check that out in the archives. And definitely just continue to follow Dr. Gabe. If you want any information on Dr. Gabe, feel free to you can actually go to my blog page, www.thoughtsforvision.blogspot.com. You can scroll down to my blog list, and there's his link right there. And you can scroll down on my blog page to my blog list, and his link is right there if you want to click from it right there. Or, of course, if you want to go straight to his page. If you want to go straight to Dr. Gabe's page, you can do that by going to www.askdrgabe.com. Once again, to go straight to his website, you can go to www.askdrgabe.com. If you ever want to check out his info, I want to welcome Ed Lipp into the chat room. Hi, Ed. Thank you so much for joining me today. And we just had a real great show back in September, and I welcome you to go back in the archives and check out the great show that I did with Dr. Gabriel Crenshaw. But I want to replay this mental minute that that I played when he was on with me. And it's just so powerful and fitting to the topic of the show today. I'm going to take this time right now to play it.
For everyone struggling with the sense of purpose, I want you to consider something. There's not a new thought. For me, there was this idea that I had to create something brand new. It's one of the reasons I sometimes have a bit of trepidation, even when I am doing the mental minutes. It's like, what can I say that's brand new, a brand new thought? What can I say that Oprah hasn't said already? Or Dr. Phil, or Dr. Oz, or Phil Donahue, Jerry Springer? Okay, not so much, but hey, there's an idea there too. But the point is that I'm not saying anything new. I'm replenishing what's already been there. In your life, I want you to consider, replenish what's already been there. In other words, for me, the knowledge of what's already been, what sometimes we already know, but we've forgotten. And there are people that come along that find a way to sort of speak to that inner part of who we are, the all-knowing part of who we are, that part that doesn't lie, that part that doesn't resist the truth, that wants the truth and wants to know it, whereby making us all better. And so for me, there's this thing I feel, this push to put that out there for me, and to the degree that you get it out there for you. But it's about you finding your voice to fill the earth with what it is that you've been gifted to do, to populate the earth with your brand of genius that only you can do. It's on you. Don't be so fearful thinking that no one's going to listen. Ain't nobody buying none of that. Because we've heard it before. We haven't heard it from you. We haven't seen it from you. It's going to look different on you than what we may have seen in the past. And as I'm going through it, I want you to go through it with me. Find your voice. Find what it is that makes your heart sing. And do it. Do it. Good morning. Have a great, productive day.
You may take the time to think, what does that what does that really mean, nobody like you? Well, simple. God doesn't make carbon copies. There's something different about all of us. He's given us all a talent, a gift, certain abilities. I mean, everything about us is different, not just physical-wise, but just maybe emotionally, spiritually. We're just all different. Our very thumbprints are different. And like Dr. Gabe was saying in that video, he created you to, the good Lord created you to do something. And, you know, it ain't be about trying to copy, like he was saying in the video, you know, what do I have to say that such and such hasn't said or whatever have you. But what the difference is that it's coming from you. And nobody has heard what you have to offer yet. It's going to come, it's going to automatically be different because it's coming from you. Nobody is going to write a book like you can write a book. Nobody is going to direct a movie like you would direct a movie. Nobody is going to create a business plan like you would create a business plan. Nobody else is going to play an instrument like you would play an instrument. Because you're different. You're not like anybody else. God didn't create carbon copies. He made us all different. I want to read to you Psalms 139:14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. You want to look at that part where it says, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, I am fearfully and wonderfully, you out there listening to the sound of my voice, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. There's no two of us alike. There's nobody that's the exact same. Not even somebody who's like has a twin or a triplet. Even they may come close to looking the same, but they're not the same person. God created us all different, and He wants us to share what we have to offer the world. It kind of saddens me that so many people have gone to their graves without really getting to tell their story. Maybe because, you know, they weren't encouraged enough to do it, or they didn't feel like they had anything to offer. So many people walked around trying to be carbon copies of somebody else. But that's simply because they don't know who they are yet. Maybe they've been told in their life, well, you're not going to be nothing. You're not going to amount to anything. See, you can just imagine when somebody has been told that all their life, and they really, you know, they can't see it. Unless somebody comes along and encourages them differently. And then, even then, you got to be willing, you got to be able to see it for yourself. If nobody else sees what you have to offer, you got to know it for yourself. We all have something to offer the world through a book, through a recipe. you know, you know, if you have a passion for cooking or something, you know, you want to be a chef, then take a step out on faith. You got that great recipe at home that, you know, your grandmother or your great-grandmother passed on to you, and you may want to share it. Whatever it is, God has placed it in you. Not to just keep it to yourself, but to share. He wants us to share our giftings, our talents, our abilities. First with those around us, and then if he has it for us to share it on a bigger scale, maybe throughout the city, throughout the country, throughout the world, then, you know, be prepared to walk in it, you know. It always starts at home first. Are you being an encouragement in your very household? You know, what about the people around you who may go to your church or at your place of employment? What kind of influence are you around other people, you know? Do other people even know you exist, you know? Or do you, you know, are you one of these people that kind of stay to yourself or, you know? Or do you see the future? Can you see the future that God has in store for you? And that's something that we got to be able to see. We got to be willing to open our eyes and see it and then get around the right people, you know, who can encourage us. So many people don't get where they want to go because they're too scared to step out of their comfort zone. They say that they see the same people, they go to the same places, they do the same things, and then they're wondering why their life has not changed or their life is not getting better. Well, you're doing the same thing, yet expecting a different result, and we know what that's called already, right? So if you want a different life, you got to do something different. You got to be willing to get out of your usual circle of friends and meet some other people. You know, you got to be willing to maybe meet somebody else that's not like you. Could be in the physical, could be in other ways, you know. You got to be willing to get out of your comfort zone. You know a certain, like, maybe career that you would like to be in, then you got to talk to some people who are in that career. Like I mentioned a little while ago about a chef. You want to be a chef? Well, then you need to go talk to some chefs and find out about the restaurant business. It ain't going to just happen because you wish it and hope it. You got to take action. You got to take some action towards your goal. You got to be willing to go into, you know, a cooking school, or be willing to work in a restaurant and be a sous chef. You know, got to be a sous chef before you can be an executive chef, right? You got to be willing to start from the bottom. Or maybe if they can't make you any kind of chef at all, you may have to start off, you know, being a bus person and washing dishes or whatever have you. What, you know, however you got to start and make your humble beginnings, you got to be willing to do that and work your way up, you know, and really put in the time and effort that it takes to get to where you want to be. But too many people are in the position of wishing and hoping, and wishing. Too many people went to the grave hoping and wishing, and their dreams never came forth. They never got to bring out their authentic self. While they were on this earth, it stayed hidden. And you don't want to keep your gifts hidden. Think about the parable of the talents. There was a king. He gave his servants, three servants. He gave one. He gave one talent. He gave one 2 talents, and he gave the other one 5 talents. And he expected them to do something with those talents to grow and multiply. And the one with the 5 came back and said, Master, I took the 5 you gave me and turned it into 10. And the king said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And then the one with the 2 talents came back and said, Master, I took this and doubled it, and now I have 4 talents. And the king said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. But then there was the one with the 1 talent that said, you know what, I know you value money, I just took the talent and hid it under the ground, and now you're back, so here's your talent. And what did he call that servant? He called him a wicked and lazy servant. Why? Because he didn't attempt to do anything with that talent. You know, he told him, you could at least put my talent in the usury where it could have grown interest, but you just sit up there and dug it and put it in the ground, and it didn't do anything. And he had the talent from that one taken away, and he gave it to the one with the 10 talents. See, simple. What you don't use, you lose. Okay? You know? And that wicked, lazy servant, as he was called, just took that talent, that 1 talent he had, and just dug it into the ground and didn't do anything with it. And that's a sad way to live. The talents, the giftings, the abilities that are in you, it's really sad to go through the majority of your life and not use what God has placed inside of you. Like the title of today's show, There's Nobody Like You. That's why you should do it. That's why that passion should be lit up in you to do something different, because nobody's going to tell it like you can tell it. Nobody's going to do like you can do it. And you sit up here and say, well, such and such is already doing it. Well, such and such is already doing this and that. Well, but that's them telling their story. They're telling their story. But what about you? You have a story to tell. You have something to offer the world. You have something. You do. Yeah, I know Miss So-and-so and Mr. So-and-so, and they're about their business, but you have something to offer the world. And what is that? You know, some of us don't recognize our talents because we excuse them away. You can have an outfit on that you made yourself, and somebody can come there and ask you, oh, I love that outfit. Where did you get it? You can tell them, well, I made it myself. It's like, oh, wow, that's really beautiful. Have you thought about being a fashion designer? And, of course, the first thing out of their mouth is, oh, this old thing, this ain't nothing. It's not nothing. It's a big something. God gave you that talent to make clothes. And if that's really your passion, then you should look into maybe being a fashion designer or something like that. If that's your passion, what you really like to do, then you should go forth and taking your actions necessary as to how you can proceed further and really make a career out of it. But so many people just think that, well, like I said, somebody else is already doing it, so no need for me to. There's very much need for you to do it, because simply you are doing it. Because, like the title of the show says, there is nobody like you. You have something to offer the world. Something that the world needs to hear. Could be on a small scale. It could be on a big scale. Doesn't matter the scale, but God has the audience waiting for you if you're willing to share. Let me repeat that. God has the audience for you if you are willing to share. He's going to put the right people before you. He's going to send you to the right people to, you know, if it's a testimony that you need to share, he'll provide you the right venue or the right space in which to do so. Because it may not go to a great big scale. It may be just you working within your community or working within your household or working within your place of employment or your place of worship. But just start there. Start there. And you never know where it can lead you, where it can take you. I mean, the world is your oyster, ladies and gentlemen. There's so many possibilities that are waiting for you. If you're willing to be open to really seeing it, you got to be open to seeing it. If you're not, then life is just simply going to pass you by. And you have nobody to blame but yourself. So many people are making that choice. Or those who are in the graveyard, they made that choice to not do anything with their lives. And, you know, like I said, it's a sad thing, but. And it's really a slap in God's face, really, when he created you. John 10:10 says, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I came so that you may have life and life more abundantly. God wants you to have an abundant life. But you have to see that he wants you to have it. If you don't see it, then simple, you won't have it. So understand what so-and-so has to offer is what they have. What your neighbor has to offer is what your neighbor has to offer. But always remember, there is nobody like you. So share what you have to offer the world. And with that, that is all I have to say about the topic today. I hope what I've said to you today truly, truly blessed your life. Thank you for tuning in. Once again, Ed Lips in the chat room, thank you for tuning in to the show today. And anyone else listening to the sound of my voice by whatever means necessary, by phone, by show page, by whatever means, thank you so, so very much for tuning in to the Thoughts for Vision radio show today. And remember, God's thought plus your vision equals greatness. Once again, God's thought plus your vision.